Cozumel, Mexico. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, October 13th. Two cruise ships are back in service. After an extensive dry dock in France, Norwegian Escape entered back into guest operations on Wednesday over in Italy. The vessel has spent the past season operating voyages around the Mediterranean. The dry dock was announced by the cruise line in June following the grounding incident which happened in the DR in March. It spent a month being repaired in Port Canaveral following the incident and was further fixed this past month over in France. In November, the ship will head across the Atlantic and spend the winter sailing the Caribbean. Carnival Conquest, which is one of the ships behind me, also returned into service after a two-week dry dock in Cadiz, Spain. The ship received some technical and cosmetic enhancements, as well as the brand new red, white, and blue livery. And on Monday, the Huna Totem Corporation broke ground on a new $80 million project that will bring a second cruise pier to Whittier, Alaska. The project is in partnership with Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, which also produced Icy Strait Point. It will include a new cruise ship terminal, retail, dining, and a cultural center. Whittier is located 60 miles southeast of Anchorage, and it currently receives vessels from Princess and Holland America. And here's another reason to fly to your cruise port a day or two early. The 17 largest airlines in the U.S. canceled over 3% of their domestic flights between January and June. That's compared to just 1.5% during the same period last year. Understaffing, technical issues, extreme weather, and increased demand for travel are contributing factors to the airline struggle. In the first half of 2022, almost a quarter of domestic flights in the U.S. arrived to their destination later than scheduled. Republic Airways, which operates regional services for American, Delta, and United, they canceled the most flights. If you want peace of mind while flying to your cruise, book your flight a day or two early and always remember to buy travel insurance. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 10%, 7.29. Royal Caribbean up 11.4, 45.31. And Norwegian up the same, 12.95. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas at cruiseradio.net. Here in Cozumel, Mexico, a beautiful day. We have five cruise ships in port with us today. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Thursday.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.